producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in, hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Robin Knapp from G-Code is going to be with me tomorrow. They've got a new product line coming out. And it's called the Scorpion line, and this is some stuff. This is some really good stuff, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Practical, tactical, and very affordable. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Coming from the desk of Bob Owens over at Bearing Arms, he caught this little nugget, and that's why I go and look at his site every day, because he catches stuff like this. This is coming from Andrew Bronca at his law blog, Legal Insurrection. The Ferguson activists, as they prepare for the finding of the grand jury on whether Darren Wilson will be indicted for defending himself against Michael Brown, they have delivered a list of demands for the coming riot. And yes, I meant to say everything I just said. They have delivered a list of demands. Now, if you've been living under a rock, okay, Darren Wilson is a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, who got a call about a strong-arm robbery that had happened where some cigars had been stolen. Those were stolen by Michael Brown. 6'4", 292 pounds. One of those linebacker-sized kids, if you will. Characterized by many as an unarmed teen. Officer Wilson rolled up on them and asked them to stop, and then he got a call over the radio giving him a description of who the assailants were. He looks at Michael Brown. Of course, there he is. He starts to get out of the car. Michael Brown comes into the car at him, tries to get his gun, shot himself once in the thumb, I believe it was, and then turned around and was coming back at him after he broke the ocular orbit on Darren Wilson's face, basically, you know, messing him up. Came at him, and Darren Wilson shot him until he went down. There were two shots fired in the vehicle over the struggle over the gun. According to the first witness that popped forward, Michael Brown was executed. Other witnesses said that Brown never put his hands up, but instead had them out, and that he was advancing on Officer Wilson when he was shot, despite Wilson's commands to freeze. If you're going to attack a cop, there's a very good chance you're going to get shot by a cop. Leaks from the U.S. Department of Justice suggest that there isn't enough evidence. There's no evidence, in fact, to warrant a civil rights case against Wilson. And there are leaks seemingly, you know, they're calculated to deflate attention that suggests that Wilson did indeed act properly in shooting a felony robber and battery suspect who was refusing a command to stop and was advancing upon the officer to perhaps attack him again after attempting to take his weapon just seconds before. The latter more probable reality flies in the face of a carefully crafted Michael Brown hands-up-don't-shoot mythology that has made him an unlikely martyr and a catalyst for a coalition of race hustlers and Marxists and anarchists and cop-haters and opportunistic thugs who are going to try to capitalize on this. So people from that aforementioned group that I just described to you, they have delivered a document called the Proposed Rules of Engagement. It could actually be titled, Get Out of Our Way and Let Us Riot and Loot with Impunity. And it's quite the list. There's 19 items. Of course, the first preservation, because they are deep thinkers, of course, is the preservation of human life. Channels of communication will be established so that situations can be de-escalated if necessary. Police are going to give the protesters, or demand, it's demanded that they will give them 48 hours advance notice before the grand jury decision is announced. That's so if it's going to go the way they want it to go, which is for them not to indict Darren Wilson, then they can start revving up for the riot to come 2 days later. Police will provide the public information that makes clear the chain of command, who is making the decisions and processes for deciding when the police response will be escalated. Every attempt should be made to communicate with protesters to reach common sense agreements based on those protocols, both ahead of time and at the scene of protests. There's some other ones that I really like. Like, first of all, they're telling them what the police can wear. They should only wear attire minimally required for their safety. Specialized riot gear will be avoided except as a last resort. No mass arrests, of course. Safe houses shall be considered sacred ground and only entered by police when called upon or if extremely necessary. That sounds like freeze tag. Do you remember playing freeze tag when you were a kid? Base, you got to base and you couldn't be frozen. Strategically, police commanders will allow protests to take and occupy larger and more disruptive spaces than normally would be tolerated, and will allow occupation of those spaces for longer periods of time than would normally be tolerated. Excessive force and other forms of police misconduct will not be tolerated. Who do these people think they are? And my favorite one. Bond for arrestees will not be set above the levels that would be considered average over the last 2 years, and arrestees will not be held for periods longer than average lengths of time. Medical care will be liberally made available. Attorneys will be able to travel and meet with clients without impedance. This is the crazy train. This is them telegraphing their intent to riot and then trying to manipulate what's going to happen to them when they start the rioting. They want to be able to use social media and cell phones. They don't want that disrupted. So they can, you know, they use that to coordinate the riot. That's something they learned from the Arab Spring. They want to be able to assemble mobs as large as they want, wherever they want, for as long as they want. Now, here's the thing. If this riot happens, we'll be seeing people running down the street with a case of booze screaming, "Justice for Michael Brown." They'll be running down the street with big screen TVs or whatever. And we'll also see, once again, these business owners. Now, if every business owner out there, every homeowner in Ferguson, Missouri, if you are armed, and I know there was a rush on gun shops when all this was happening the first time, if you aren't armed now, boy, are you behind the curve. There's not going to be enough police. They're already going to be outnumbered. It's going to be up to you, the regular citizens of Ferguson that don't have a dog in this fight one way or the other, to defend yourselves because the police are going to be overwhelmed. I did not see that one. Number four? That's not number four on their list. But they're getting out there and they want to manipulate what the police are supposed to do. That's not going to happen. And what they will do is, if this does happen, it does really go hard, and it gets hard and loud. They're going to get out there and say, you know, we made overtures to them. It didn't have to come to this. We just wanted to riot. Oh, well. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Affordable, practical, tactical. Go check them out. All of that that I just described to you when I said that I'm here, when I said it was brought to you by Frog Lube, and when I said it was brought to you in part by G-Code, every one of these things, my show, Frog Lube, G-code fronted by military veterans. But let me take you back a little bit. Who's heard of Salon.com? Salon.com. You'll find headlines at Salon.com like patriarchal heteronormative exposure linked to breast cancer, or all kale and water chestnut diet found to reduce homophobia. And that's fine if that's something that matters, and if you know, you know, I'm trying to figure out what is heteronormative. That's not a word I use on a regular basis. And if that's something you like, that's fine. There's a place to go get it. However, on one of their fake Twitter accounts, this pops up. You don't protect my freedom. Our childish insistence on calling soldiers heroes deadens real democracy. And there's an actual article that goes along with this, verbatim. Put a man in uniform, preferably a white man, give him a gun, and Americans will worship him. It's a particularly childish trait of a childlike culture that insists on anointing all active military members and police officers as heroes. The rhetorical sloppiness and intellectual shallowness of affixing such a reverent label to everyone in the military or law enforcement betrays a frightening cultural streak of nationalism, chauvinism, authoritarianism, and totalitarianism, but it also makes honest and serious conversations necessary for maintenance and enhancement of a fragile democracy nearly impossible. It has become impossible to go a week without reading a story about police brutality, abuse of power, and misuse of authority. Michael Brown's murder represents the tip of a body pile, and in just the past month, several videos have emerged of police assaulting people, including pregnant women, for reasons justifiably only to the insane. It's equally challenging for anyone reasonable, not drowning in the syrup of patriotic sentimentality, to stop saluting and look at the servicemen of the American military with criticism and skepticism. There is a sexual assault epidemic in the military. All of this before Veterans Day, which is tomorrow. That was probably something they put together to get hits so that all of us that would be outraged over this would go to their website and thump our chests in righteous indignation. Here's what I say about this, and I've got a picture of this cat. No, I don't have a picture of this cat, but whoever wrote this, and there's plenty of people that believe this. They believe that soldiers are pawns, and that they're this, and they're that, and the military is this, and the police are this, and all this other stuff. And there are bad people in the police. There's bad people in the military, no doubt about it. However, especially on the military side, in the history of this country, there's only been 1 or 2% of the, you know, the total populace ever wear the uniform for whichever service. Some cases they may have been drafted into service. Some cases they volunteered for service. In any case, they show up. They show up. That 1 or 2% doesn't include people that go over the border into Canada and dodge the draft or anything like that. I'm talking about the people that actually put on the boots, actually go through the training, and actually end up at permanent party with somebody out there. Now, the existence of opinionators like this particular, you know, this particular person who can use a publicly accessible forum, that's precisely the reason that we would be making a very grave mistake to just write them off as a couple of self-serving kooks. This type of evil and completely un-American type of sentiment is more prevalent in our society than many of us would care to imagine. Having to defend against this sort of commentary from our liberal betters, you know, when they see something like that, it makes the job harder when the media gets involved and it just starts trumpeting at it. There are cases of soldiers and police who do go bad, no doubt about it. And that's inevitable. It's absolutely true that every profession, including the military and first responders, will attract a few bad apples on occasion, and the problem is likely exacerbated in these fields. Whether you're a cop going out thinking that a maniac might try to cave in your head with a skull or cave in your skull with an axe, or you're being deployed to a part of the world where killing Americans is a sport because of the uniform you wear, or your fireman waiting for that burning roof you're standing on to collapse into your feet. All of these things may attract a few bad apples, but overwhelmingly they attract a few people that are willing to step into the breach. And that's the difference between the people that do it and the people that write about it. And the people that write about it in the way this guy at Salon.com did. Now, I've seen a picture of this guy. This is a hippie. He's a modern-day hippie. And you know what? You're one of those guys, sir. You are one of these guys that you can write about this stuff all the time, but if something happens in front of you and something goes bad in front of you, while you're cowering and urinating on yourself, if somebody like me shows up, some veteran, some police officer shows up and pulls your ashes out of the fire, you're going to be calling us daddy. You're not willing to defend yourself. You're not even willing to understand the very nature of the freedom you enjoy to write all of the drivel that you write. So go back to the kale and chestnut diet, would you? That might be something you know something about. Your problem with evil is that you don't acknowledge that it exists, and that's because, to a certain degree, your mindset is right there with it. We don't classify ourselves as heroes. We just classify ourselves as there and ready and willing. If your friends in the media want to, you know, throw that name around, that's fine, but nobody's looking for it. Even those guys that get the medal are not looking for it. They're just doing their job. And unfortunately, them doing their job enables you to do your job. That's an unfortunate side effect of being out there and actually defending something so that you can enjoy the latitudes you do. Maybe one day you'll meet one. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, it's the end of the world as you've known it. Hi, this is Larry Crisp with BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. And right now, if you're a middle-class American, you probably feel like you're being squeezed out of existence. As incomes drop, food prices rise, and job markets remain abysmal, how will you provide the cash flow you and your family need to survive? Every generation knows that the old plan of trading 40 hours a week for 40 years, then retiring to a golf course, is the thing of the past. But while the traditional concept of retirement is fading, a new and exciting time of re-inspirement is emerging. You can find out how friends of mine from 25 to 85 years old have learned the secrets of creating cash flow and freedom they never dreamed possible in my free special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Yes, it is the end of the world as we've known it, but you'll be re-inspired by my special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. They've got a new product line coming out. We're going to talk about it tomorrow with Robin Knapp. That all tomorrow. Check them out. And real quick, Wednesday, I'm going to have, we're going to talk about a way to get you into gold for those of you that want something of actual value, to where you don't have to take out a mortgage or buy something on paper. This is actually buying real gold for as little as between $40 and $60 at a shop. Buy it as often as you want, get as much as you want, and you're getting real gold every time you do that. That's coming up Wednesday. And also, very quickly, if you haven't even gone there, go to sheathunderwear.com, guys. It's the answer to the problem that you've never wanted to admit. It eliminates the skin-on-skin problem that only men have. Sheathunderwear.com. Promo code FRADY gets you 20% off, and it's already cheaper than anybody else's high-performance underwear that's out there today. I'm going to read you a quote. People who seemed cultured, restrained, law-abiding, and considerate of others have been converted into beasts, to the surprise of the civilized world, and if the truth be known to themselves. It needs only one kind of circumstance to bring this deeply rooted malady in human nature to the surface. That circumstance is the acquisition of power. Nazi concentration camps were administered by people who spent their spare time listening to classical music or surrounding themselves with great works of art. But any disappointment they may have felt in themselves seems to have been short-lived, as they took increasing delight on the infliction of pain and injury upon others. When there are no restraints, human behavior invariably becomes evil and degraded. Given power over their fellow men, most discover within themselves evil impulses of which they had been previously unaware. That coming from Arthur Kustance. It's not called evil for nothing. And it probably, at least to some extent, lurks within all of us. Most of us restrain ourselves. Most of us have control over ourselves. In anger, it might come out. Truly evil people, though, ascending to political power, always make the flowery argument that they can do so much more additional good if restraints upon them were just removed. This is the way Hitler and Stalin worked. This is the way they ascended to absolute control over the lives of millions. And there was no happy ending there. This was not used for good. Such fanatic, insane, focused devotion to the seizure and consolation of political power is intrinsically evil. And unfortunately, that is not confined to the other side of the world. Our founders, when writing our Constitution, were very aware of the inequity inherent in concentrated power. So they put many restraints in place. And what we've seen recently is we've seen lawless politicians and unelected bureaucrats grabbing power, which is not properly theirs. With a Congress, for quite some time, that seems to have been yawning. Our Supreme Court, who are the very ones who are supposed to apply restraints mentioned, they're not paying attention. Our Constitution is no longer allowed to protect us as it was intended to do. Now, we don't like to think about stuff like concentration camps and gas chambers on this side of the planet, but there's politicians in office who would predictably implement them here and now if they were given half a chance. Not impossible, all of their pious denials notwithstanding. And I mean, just think Andrew Cuomo, who said, if you are pro-life and pro-gun, you don't have a place here in New York State. Do you think that if he could actually telegraph that out and do what he wanted to do, do you think that it might go further? Barack Obama, do you think he would take it further if he could? When you hear them spread the wealth, that translates to concentrate the power. Tax increase translates to concentrate the power. Restrictions upon citizens, particularly when they're talking about owning and bearing firearms, translates to concentrate the power. Selecting particular minorities and groups for special benefits and privileges and punishes everybody else outside those groups translates to concentrate the power. Paying people for merely existing ensures they're never going to be productive. They're never going to develop into good and prospering citizens, and they will remain forevermore in an unchangeable underclass, and that translates into concentrate the power. Strangling businesses and individual citizens, everyone trying their best to actually be productive, with layer after layer after layer of never-ending and incomprehensible rules and regulations, punishes and suffocates, and that translates into concentrate the power. Failing to protect citizens from violent crime degrades everyone's personality and leads to general dread and fearfulness throughout the Republic, and thus translates to concentrate the power. As citizens of the grandest experiment ever tried in government, as long as we're alive, we have to constantly remain on our guard about this, against these constitutional criminals, despite their never-ending attempts to bribe us with our own money. They are evil through and through. Even when their foolish, naive supporters are in denial. If this America vanishes, there'll never be anything else like it on the face of the earth. Not anytime soon, and not in 10,000 years. There'll never be anything else like it. So, when you hear Barack Obama saying that everybody wants immigration reform, and you know what that leads to, and you know where that goes, you know what crashes, you know what's going to be infringed upon, what is he doing? He's attempting to concentrate the power, the monopoly on violence. If that worked, it would have worked before. It has never worked. We've seen it. We've seen concentrations of power before. They are always abused. The body count always rises in the millions. And all we get is suffering out of that. And suffering does not teach. If suffering alone taught, then at this particular time in man's development, the entire world would be very, very wise. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever heard of the Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period, said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get a build. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
All right. Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Go check them out. Go there. Go check out the Scorpion line. This is Kydex on a whole new level. As we get ready to watch what this new group is going to do in Congress, it is very, very important that we remember one very important thing. And it's important to the country, as it's important to us as individuals, it's important to our freedom. Gun ownership is a natural right. It is not a political right. We can be thrilled that the gun control candidates got handed their hat and shown to the door. But we don't have, like I've been saying over and over again, this is not the time to sit back, kick back in the Barca lounger, pour yourself a nice hot toddy, and break your arm patting yourself on the back. This is the time to make sure that the incoming office holders remember that the right to keep and bear arms comes via our Creator and not from our government. Thomas Jefferson expressed these things in the Declaration of Independence when he pointed to certain unalienable rights with which we have been endowed by our Creator. These rights include those guarded by the Second Amendment, as well as others protected in the Bill of Rights. He decided to describe them as unalienable to show that they were inseparable from us. They are part of our humanity. They're part of our fiber of being. During that time, Oxford law professor William Blackstone greatly impacted Jefferson in his thinking of these things by describing unalienable rights as absolute rights. Absolute. Think of absolute as conquers all. Blackstone explained that they were absolute because they came from him who is absolute, and that they are and always will be because the giver of those rights who was, is, and always will be. John Locke wrote about these rights too, calling them natural rights instead of unalienable or absolute rights, but recognizing their origins in the Creator nonetheless. Just a semantic difference. Locke studied natural rights very extensively and showed that lessons on property and justice are inherent to them. He explained that natural rights are not orchestrated by government, but by natural law, and that that law presents a framework for freedom within those rights and also communicates the virtues of self-defense. Because of that, natural rights are not political in as much as they exist with or without the consent of those in political office. Such rights even exist without the citizens' consent, and the Founding Fathers gave us the Bill of Rights to protect them. So the lesson for the incoming office holders is very simple. Gun rights are not like speed limits or school funding or defense spending or treaties with foreign countries. The government's role is not to regulate such rights, but to protect them in accordance with the Constitution. That's why the founders put the phrase in the Second Amendment, shall not be infringed, for those as a primer for those new coming to Washington, D.C., new politicians. Welcome. The Brady campaign, well, that Gallup poll that I talked about, where 63% of Americans said a gun in the home makes us safer, which is something that's nearly doubled since 2000, this troubles the Brady campaign. It also troubles them that they have to be troubled in order to remain relevant. Dan Gross, who I've already quoted one time today, he said, this dangerous misconception of gun in homes making you safer leads to thousands of unnecessary deaths every year, including several children every day. I don't have the figures in front of me. I've quoted the figures many times. The average gun-related deaths are going down. That includes accidental deaths. That includes children. They're trending down. The Brady study, the Brady's did a study of firearm-related deaths called The Truth About Kids and Guns that shows the majority of gun deaths are inside the home and by children, and that a gun in the home is likely to lead to homicide, suicide, or an unintentional shooting rather than self-defense. It can lead to that. But since two-thirds of all deaths at a gun is due to a suicide, that goes without saying, sort of, doesn't it? I mean, nowadays, people are renting guns to commit suicide in some cases. Going to the range and renting a gun. They don't want to own a gun, so they just go rent one, and that's their last business transaction ever. Now, this whole deal of 90% supporting universal background checks is a lie. It is a lie. And you can see that in this Gallup poll. Now, they say that there are four separate opinion polls showing this result, which I've never seen the other three. I've never seen the other three. With regard to firearm sales, 47% in the United States think the U.S. needs stricter laws. It was 58% in 2012 in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook shooting, which spurred a nationwide debate on gun control, or gun ownership, rather, for that matter. And the difference is that the information was disseminated. The actual facts of what happens was put out there, and then everybody figured out that it is not needed. In January, there was a poll that showed an increase in those who were dissatisfied with gun laws and wanting them less strict. Majority, 55%, expressed satisfaction with the nation's gun laws. Opinions on how strict they are vary. 40% say they were satisfied with the strictness of U.S. gun laws. 31% said they wanted stricter gun laws. And 16% said they want less strict. That's up. That is up. That's doubled. The trend is to loosen it, because in most of the country, gun control law has been loosened. It has been loosened. Concealed carry, constitutional carry, open carry is becoming very, very, very prevalent. It's becoming, you know, de facto in some cases. Not in my state, of course. Not in my state, no. We can't have it here in South Carolina. But across the board, getting away from the pollsters, getting away from the politicians, just getting with regular people, which is the majority of the United States today. Regular people is the majority of the United States, not the rest of them. Not the rest of them. 63% think that having a gun in the house makes you safer. Given the fact that there are home invasions now spreading far and wide to remote areas and the flyover country or whatever you want to call the Midwest and all these other places, given the fact that that's happening there, criminals are going to go where they think there's going to be a target. They're going to go there. And they're going to go there looking to be bad. And the difference is going to be who can repel them. And having a gun in the house makes that easier. Just having a gun in the house, I think I saw something where in California now they're going to require that you have safes and locks and everything on the guns wherever they're spread out. That renders a gun inert, having that in place. Even a trigger lock, which takes a key, insert, turn right, pull out. Then you've got a gun that's functioning. And that little bit of movement that I just described is a very long time when somebody's coming through the door. Being able to get your gun safe open, your biometric gun safe or your touchpad gun safe or your dial gun safe open to get to a gun is a long time when somebody's trying to come through the door. So, 6 in 10 Americans are backing having a gun for safety. Only 30% believe it's dangerous. And that 30% probably has never touched them. Probably has no experience with them. I've had a gun laying here the whole time. And you know what? That gun hasn't moved, not even an inch. And it's only going to do what I tell it to do. It's like a laptop computer with a barrel. Exactly. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.